Here's a quick podcast for all you true crime fans. The case of the missing Reese's. It was me at the store with my mouth. Motive? They're Reese's. What was I going to do? Stop myself? Tune in next time to see if I do it again. Spoiler, I will. Wow, that had everything. Reese's, suspense, Reese's.
But I would reiterate also to add to what the chairman said, the truth the president posted last night about that, saying if Iran does anything to stop the flow of oil within the Strait of Hormuz, they will be hit by the United States of America 20 times harder than they have been hit thus far.
So I don't disagree with that. I mean, and so that's what a lot of people have been talking about. And they've been going back and forth over the traffic traversing through the strait. There's nothing that Iran can do. I mean, everything they got blown up. That's it, all blowed up. It's at the bottom of the ocean. It's at the bottom. It's at the seabed. What are they going to do? They can't do anything from the air. What are they going to do? Not a damn thing. You're going to have the Houthis try to do something from Yemen? I doubt the Houthis are getting their checks anymore from the mullahs because the first level was taken out. Apparently the second level was taken out too. So that's like I feel like that's not a threat, that's a guarantee. You have threats, promises, and guarantees, and that's a guarantee. And that's Sec War who said that, by the way. If they stop the flow, they'll be hit. You know, this brings to mind all of the stuff with Britain too. Everything that we talked about last week with Lloyd's of London and the insuring of all of these vessels. Kane, I didn't realize how much they actually insured. I mean, I knew that they did. I legit thought it was mainly just maritime stuff. I'm not a builder. I don't know. Right. So I made myself know.
It's a lot of money.
Oh my gosh, the stuff that it is insane, the stuff they insure. You're putting up a building, Lloyd's. You're doing anything big, Lloyd's. You're doing anything hundreds of millions, Lloyd's. So Britain allows its navy to deplete to nothing level, which, by the way, that blows my mind. Can I just talk about that for a minute? The navy, under Thatcher, it was pretty hardcore. Now they're waking up to the condition of their navy. Their navy has shrunk. They have maybe... It goes back and forth. They have maybe 62 total ships. It is the smallest naval size in a century. The surface combatant fleet, they've got maybe 13, I think it's 13 vessels. It's a 50% decrease since 2010. Guys, they have fewer warships than France. This is an island nation that has fewer warships than France. I need to say that one more time. An island nation. Long gone are the days of Britannia. This is an island nation. They have a handful of ships. Their surface fleet crisis, the destroyer fleet, historic low. They have maybe 2 out of 6 Type 45 destroyers that are even available. It's bad. They're in bad shape. And they've had warnings about this, the strength of the Royal Navy. People have warned about it over and over again, and they've ignored it. And now it's been laid out fully on an international scale. And instead of feeling embarrassed, Keir Starmer actually has the audacity to act as though he's put out. They wouldn't protect their base in Cyprus. It got droned even after they lied prostrate in front of the mullahs. And said, no, 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 we're not going to have any part in this at all whatsoever. Well, they got droned anyway. They got droned along with every other Arab nation. And so now they're sending out one lonely little vessel they're sending out. And it never, all of this has never, nobody's discussed it in the press. You know what they've been talking about? They turned, I think it was at Windsor. I can't remember, or maybe it was Westminster, where basically the same place where they laid out the queen, they turned it into a makeshift mosque for Ramadan. They've been so focused on kissing the ass of Islamists in their country that they can't even pay attention to the health of their navy. And nobody's really talked about it, even though it's been constricting to a really terrifying degree. I mean, they deployed a single destroyer. It's not even there yet. Not even going to get there until next week. A single destroyer. They're underfunded. Apparently, poor decision-making is it's hollowed out their Navy. They're actually incapable, according to ombudsmen that look at the health of their fleet, they're apparently incapable of even performing routine stuff and managing themselves. This is devastating. This is what it looks like when you commit suicide as a nation. They are priming themselves for takeover. France priming themselves for takeover. Spain primes themselves for takeover. And they're trying to do that here in the United States. That's one of the reasons why they're acting as though what Trump did with Iran is such a horrible thing. They're trying to hoist you by your own rules. They're trying to say, no, you're supposed to be against senseless wars. This isn't a war, number one. It's a response to a war that was declared on us 40-something years ago. So get it right. It was a war declared upon us. War is upon you, whether you would risk it or not, said Aragorn to the King of Rohan. This was in Two Towers. I can take everything back to Lord of the Rings. War is upon you, whether you would risk it or not. So you can either respond or you can commit suicide the way that Britain's doing. And Trump chose not to commit suicide the way that Britain's doing. They wanted to strike and neutralize the threat of a massive ballistic missile stockpile that would overwhelm any capability we had of being able to even so much as manufacture to be prepared against it. And by the way, this is where China comes in. Because who is helping them produce that stockpile? Who is giving them the precursors for that stockpile? Who is helping them with the programming for launching that stockpile? China. China's involvement was to run our manufacturing ragged and our attention to keep it anchored in the Middle East so that they could be free to do what they want in the Pacific. China wanted to run us ragged on manufacturing, so we would be spending all of our time playing catch-up. That is exactly the play. And Trump outmaneuvered them. It's just sad. Now, they're talking about canceling the king's visit. The king, he's expected to visit the United States. Now they're asking, could the king's state visit to the United States be canceled? Downing Street refuses to confirm whether King Charles and Queen Camilla's trip to America will go ahead after Donald Trump attacks Britain over Iran strikes. We didn't attack. We were attacked. So far, they haven't confirmed it. Apparently, it was described as a, quote, last-minute wobble about signing off on the plans. Because Trump and Starmer, I would be less worried about Trump criticizing Starmer and more worried about Starmer protecting pedophiles in Rotherham and running the Navy into a hole in the ground. That's what I would have been more upset about. But, you know, of course, we're talking about people that are trying to commit suicide and they want to prime themselves for takeover. That is what it's all about. And you know, they're getting help. As far as the oil thing, I want to play a couple of other things. You know who's not helping me? Lindsey damn Graham. Lindsey Graham is not helping me. This doesn't help me. Cut 12. Please.
I go back to South Carolina. I'm asking them to send their sons and daughters over to the Mideast. The anti-Semites, to all the isolationists.
I need him to not talk.
Forget it. I'm not with you.
Someone
with
staple his big ass Bugs Bunny teeth together because I'll be damned. I need this man to not talk. The only time I really actually appreciated Lindsey Graham, I think, was during the Brett Kavanaugh stuff. Because the reason Brett Kavanaugh is on that Supreme Court is because Lindsey Graham, he went to bat. And Kavanaugh, it was made very clear, you got to defend yourself. Trump's not going to defend you until you give the signal. And he came in there and pulled a Clarence Thomas 2.0, and it was spectacular. That was a pivotal moment for a lot of young men in America, and women too. But after that, he goes back to this. I've always had my issues with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham's never met a bomb he didn't want to deploy. Lindsey Graham has never seen a mullah he didn't want to shoot in the face. Now, that part, you know, I can't really, you know, hold a grudge against him. But I need him to shut his damn southern mouth. God love you, but just stop talking. It's not helping. First off, we ain't sending anybody's kids over there. This is not going to be everybody is thinking in old-timey conventional nonsense terms. They think, well, we're just going to put redcoats on everybody. We're all going to march our people over there. We're all going to stand in line and shoot at each other. It's not, people are still thinking that war is still fought on 50-year-old terms, and it's not. We are in a new type of warfare. Most of it's asymmetrical. Half of the damn war is fought. Three-quarters of the damn war is fought before it even gets hot. So I don't know what people are talking about when they, oh my gosh, we're going to have a draft. We're going to, no, we're not. And I say this coming from a military family as a mother of military age sons. So spare me. I get so tired of the panic and stuff. But Lindsey Graham's not helping. I get it. If that's all you're hearing, I get it. It's just not helping. You're not going to war for anybody. And he's the one who's out there kind of muddling the water. Let me make it clear. There's no way that this is viewed. I don't even know why people are trying to yoke Israel into it. Israel and the United States both dislike Iran. But guess who else dislikes Iran? Saudi Arabia. We've talked about this before. A lot of people don't understand the way that the Middle East, the way that these people are get along and don't get along. I wanted to play cut 20, although there's an interpreter. This is Mohammed bin Salman. He's the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. He does not like Islamists. Neither do the Emiratis, United Arab Emirates. They don't like them either. You have Sunni and Shia battling it out in the Middle East. They want a more westernized approach because they like making money because they like capitalism. He's never like Khamenei. Listen to this. This is cut 20. It's a flashback, but listen to what the interpreter is saying for him here.
Iran is not a rival to Saudi Arabia. Its army is not among the top five armies in the Muslim world. The Saudi economy is larger than the Iranian economy. Iran is far from being equal to Saudi Arabia.
But I've seen that you called the Ayatollah Khamenei the new Hitler of the Middle East.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because he wants to expand. He wants to create his own project in the Middle East, very much like Hitler, who wanted to expand at the time. Many countries around the world and in Europe did not realize how dangerous Hitler was until what happened happened. I don't want to see the same events happening in the Middle East.
Does Saudi Arabia need nuclear weapons to counter Iran?
Saudi Arabia does not want to acquire any nuclear bomb. But without a doubt, if Iran developed a nuclear bomb, we will follow suit as soon as possible.
So he's been apparently relatively easy for POTUS to work with. Did not get along with Biden. Didn't get along with Obama either. The regime that was in charge during the early, you know, noughts was not, it's not the same people that are in charge now. It is very different with MBS. And I think it's important to because everyone's saying, oh my gosh, this is, oh, the only reason the United States doesn't like Iran is because Israel. That's like one of the factors that's motivating a lot of this stuff. Like, oh, you're going to war for Israel. It has nothing to do with that. We just happen to hate the same people right now. Same thing with Saudi Arabia. That's why Saudi Arabia has been helpful. That's why UAE has been helpful. We all dislike the same mullahs. That's why. Had nothing to do with Israel. And you know what? If someone tried to kill the head of your household twice and killed a bunch of your family members, you'd probably dislike them too without relation to Israel, right? So I've been paying attention to what's happening with gold and silver lately, and honestly, it's pretty shocking. Gold and silver have risen to record highs in relation to the dollar. And after talking with Colin over at Noble Gold Investments, I really get it. This isn't about trying to time the market. It's not about chasing some get-rich-quick opportunity. It's about protecting what you've already worked so hard to build. And when the economy feels uncertain and when currencies start weakening, when people get nervous about their retirement accounts, historically, they look for stability. And physical gold and silver have always been a part of that conversation. You know, I appreciate, I think maybe the most that Colin and his team, they don't pressure people, right? They don't use hype. They didn't use that with me. They just simply walk me through my options. They answer questions and they treat you with respect. And that matters. Noble Gold has helped people protect their savings with physical gold and silver. They've been doing it for nearly a decade with transparency and real customer service. If you want to learn more, download their free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Get informed and then decide what's right for you and your family.
With the Venmo debit card, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking your rewards. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to ride shares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Do more Stash. Get more cash. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
Here's a quick podcast for all you true crime fans. The case of the missing Reese's. It was me at the store with my mouth. Motive? They're Reese's. What was I going to do? Stop myself? Tune in next time to see if I do it again. Spoiler, I will. Wow, that had everything. Reese's, suspense, Reese's.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This actually cracks me up, and I keep hearing this over and over again, and now it's confirmed. I thought it was a one-off, but it's not. Do you remember the time that Trump was telling Rubio he hated his shoes, and he bought him a new pair of shoes? Okay, so he keeps telling staffers that they have ugly shoes, and then he buys them new ones, and they're like $200 and $300 shoes that he buys them. And the Wall Street Journal did this. He's guessing shoe sizes and handing out dress shoes to people because he doesn't. He literally, according to the piece, he's been doling out his favorite pair of leather Oxfords. They're like anywhere from 145 to 200. There's some that are more expensive of Florsheim shoes to people whose shoes he hates. He guesses their shoe sizes in front of them. Then he tells an aide to put in an order. And 1 week later, a brown Florsheim box arrives at the White House. And then he signs the box and attaches a note and gives it to the staffer. That is absolutely hysterical. But they're his favorite shoes. That's what he does. That is just, he's got these little eccentricities that are funny. TSA staff shortages have led to hours-long security lines for travelers. Houston Hobby is 4 hours. It's really bad. And there's also an Uber women-only option that has gone nationwide. I think that's for safety. We have a lot more on the way. Stick with us. As we move, our partners bringing you the program, Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the nation. Patriot Mobile not only wants to save you money, but Patriot Mobile also protects the things that you vote for at the ballot box. They've helped parents take over school boards when parents were facing a very well-funded, well-organized, progressive DEI opposition. But what's more, Patriot Mobile just offers superior service. Their service is just better. That's all there is to it. You can have a plan tailored to you. Your business, family of any size, you have seamless switching, unmatched reliability, premium nationwide coverage on all three major U.S. networks. So you're getting the same or better service than your current carrier. No dead zones, no drop calls. I've used this service for over 10 years. I've been all around the world with it. I've never had an issue. And for over 12 years, they funded Christian conservative causes. They help defend freedom when others stay silent. This is not a company afraid of the fight. So join them. You can make the switch, and if you're in a contract, they'll buy you out. PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT. Use code Dana for a free month of service. It's PatriotMobile.com/Dana, code Dana. Switch today.
With the Venmo debit card, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking your rewards. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to ride shares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Do more Stash, get more cash. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
Reese's peanut butter cups. They go perfectly with music, podcasts,
and welcome back to the show.
Even nature sounds. Oh, and the thing where someone crinkles tissue and whispers at you.
Hello.
Look, I'm not here to judge what you listen to. I'm here to judge you for not eating Reese's while you listen to it. Reese's. Actually, go back to the nature sounds. Nice. Yeah, that's really nice.
The Navy is gone. It's all lying at the bottom of the ocean. 46 ships. Can you believe it? In fact, I got a little upset with our people. I said, what quality of ship? Excellent, sir. Top of the line. I said, why did we just capture the ship? We're going to use it. Why did we sink him? They said, it's more fun to sink him. I said, that's not... They like sinking him better. They say it's safer to sink him. I guess it's probably true. But think of it. We knocked out 46 and actually took 3.5 days. Their terrorist leaders are gone. We're counting down the minutes until they will be gone. Think of it. We had leaders and they're gone. That we had new leaders and they're gone. And now nobody has any idea who the people are that are going to be the head of the country and will not relent until the enemy is totally and decisively defeated.
Well, and the new head is already, well, the one that the, what is it, their committee for mullahs, dumb mullahs, that's what it's called. Yeah, CDM, Committee for Dumb Mullahs. They already picked Khamenei. They already picked his son. So, I don't know. I just think it's just, I can't. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of the third hour. There's going to be, I guess, when is it scheduled? They're going to be giving an update like any minute now.
So yeah, we might have started already.
We might be pivoting to that when it happens. Obviously, we have hard breaks built into the radio broadcast. So, but we're going to take that because he's apparently there's a big old update coming with everything on Iran. So, you know, all of that and more. So we're going to have all of that as it happens, keeping an eye on it. But yeah, what POTUS is, you know, he's saying, it's funny because he's like, you know, we could have used it. I don't think he could have used their vessels. I think their vessels, I think they've pretty much shown that it's not, they don't have the best stuff. And their leaders don't make the best decisions. You know how they're obsessed with in-person meetings and they keep getting killed every time they have an in-person meeting? It's the dumbest thing. I literally can't even imagine how dumb that is. But that keeps happening. We don't want their stuff. I don't think that we don't want it. Now, speaking of, you had apparently the U.S. consulate in Toronto was shot at in Canada, Toronto. They said city police said two unknown attackers early Tuesday. No one was injured. The attack was unacceptable. They said they're looking for two men in a white Honda CRV. They stopped in front of the consulate at 5:30 a.m. and fired shots at the building from a handgun. That's obviously performative. Like, what did they think they were going to do with that? I mean, it's still a form of intimidation, I think. But it's still, what did they think they were going to do with that? With a pistol? So stupid. It's just absolutely stupid. But this is what we're seeing more and more of. And depending on the narrative and the stories that are being spread, I mean, these people are like more empowered, I think. I think the more division you see in the United States in terms of Trump's response, I think you're going to see this, that people are going to, sleeper cells are going to wait till everybody's distracted by major infighting before they do anything. That's my take. And that's what I think is going to, that's what I think that they would do. But that's why some of this stuff, it's just to push these narratives. Hegseth was slamming it in an Iran briefing. He apparently, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Kane, they held a presser earlier this morning. They were giving updates on Operation Epic Fury, and they were talking about the first 10 days, and they had a map of where everything was being carried out. And Hegseth said that, you know, we're winning with overwhelming and unrelenting focus, and that the administration has no intention of engaging in nation building. So see, this is where I'm like, I think people need to, you know, I think they need to give Trump a little bit of credit here. We didn't nation build in Venezuela. We didn't nation build in Syria. We didn't nation build anywhere else. People will elect their leader. You're not going to be able to import the type of, and this is, you want free people to engage in democratic processes, but you're not going to have like a rubber stamp replica of the exact Republic of the United States. So things are going to be a little different, but they're going to have the freedom to be able to step away from tyranny. The people will do the rest. So they're getting ready to have updates on Operation Punch Him in the Face, Operation Fury. But Epic Fury, but it was, but they, I, I, they've been really transparent, I think, with us. Don't you think so? Yeah. I think they've been incredibly transparent.
I think with everything, but especially with stuff like this. I think there was a lot of stuff that the Biden administration just, I mean, these guys would call lids during the Biden administration at lunchtime. So I know for a fact that they were not as transparent.
Now, one of the things, Lorraine found this, so the, because Trump is not pleased that the mullah picking little assembly, the Skeksis of the dark crystal that is Iran, the Skeksis, they picked Mojtaba Khamenei, but they had this little official allegiance ceremony, but they could only bring a cardboard cutout of him because apparently I read that there was, that he was injured. So the news was that he was injured, and that's all Iran will say. Word is that he's unconscious because somebody tried to murk him. It's a little weekend at Bernie's happening here, isn't it? Going to bring out this little cardboard cutout of Khamenei Jr. And meanwhile, he's halfway sleeping with the fishes, you know. Just saying. So they had to bring out a little cardboard cutout of him because the guy's apparently out cold. Or he's dead. I mean, it could also be that. You know, I don't know. I mean, why don't they just, I like what the Babylon Bee said, that to save time, Iran appoints a supreme leader who's already dead. I think that they already killed him. I think he's already dead. Anybody from that mullah association, any one of them damn Skeksis that they pop up, they're going to get axed, man. It's just going to, it just this is the way it is. They're going to get axed. I mean, what gets me, I still laugh my backside off about this, that the Iranian government were like, we are going to create an organization. I don't know why they sounded Irish all of a sudden. We're going to create an organization. We're going to hunt down Jews. We're going to go after Mossad. And then they got a Mossad agent that they, we're going to have this guy, Mohammed. We're going to have him. He's going to run the organization to find all of the Israeli spies. And Mohammed's like, oh, yes, I'm going to do this. Turns out this guy's Mossad. He's been in the government for so damn long. This is a true story. He's Mossad. Now, you know that they all got to be looking at each other going, are you Mossad? Are you Mossad? Everybody is Mossad. Everyone is Mossad. I mean, think about it. You know, the guy standing on the street corner smoking a cigarette, Mossad. Everybody's Mossad. Hell, you may be Mossad. He didn't even know. But I think the dude's dead. I think the Khamenei Jr. is dead. What do you think? Do you think he's alive? I mean, the fact that he doesn't do anything.
No, it's like when one of them
he's not
pokes
there.
Their head up out of the hidey hole. They get murked.
Yeah.
So they're being cautious, but you're probably right. He's not alive.
Because I feel like they would have had a video or a photo or something. Instead, they had to bring a cardboard cutout of him. Nobody's seen the guy. Nobody knows. I didn't mean to sound like Trump just then, but it's kind of funny. Nobody knows. Nobody's seen the guy. But every time these dudes pop their heads up, boom, they're out. So I feel like, you know, we haven't seen this guy yet, so I don't know. Very interesting thing is we sit here and we wait. Poly market, I guess it is. That's a gambling thing, right?
It is.
So they got... apparently, betting odds. I'm waiting for this thing to open. Good grief. The betting odds are apparently are in favor of Rubio for 28. It's hit a new all-time high after Republican donors have signaled that they prefer him over J.D. Vance. Now, you remember Trump gave an interview just the other day where he was asked about his vice president, if they were on the same page. And he said that Vance was less enthusiastic. Vance has a more Tucker approach. Tucker's the reason Vance is vice president. This is an indisputable, unarguable fact. The only reason that he was even in consideration is because Tucker lobbied hard for him. Sort of Peter Thiel for a while. But it was Tucker who really lobbied. And that's why Tucker's son is his deputy press secretary. And Vance would not have even won his Senate race to begin with had he not been bailed out by Mitch McConnell. It was like 230-something million in the last weeks leading up to the vote because he was not even a full point ahead in the polls. And internally, everybody was really freaking out. And I was told that by somebody who worked on the campaign who was pretty high up, a friend of mine who's been involved in Ohio politics for quite some time. and they were all freaking out and they had to get a major cash infusion. So it's very, he in the vice presidency role, no matter what your opinion of him, and I mean, every now and then you have, this is the way that these people come up. It's very much created. And Trump was saying, yeah, well, he was a little less enthusiastic about the strikes. And there's going to, I'm just going to warn you now. The primaries, this is what I find funny. In 2016, when I, in the primary, I had backed Perry. Because, you know, we didn't know what Trump's record was going to be at. And I was very concerned about Second Amendment issues. But I knew, actually, believe it or not, I knew where he stood on war. Because he's been very vocal. I knew he hated Iran because he's always hated Iran. I mean, he talked, he's, if you go back and look at Trump's previous interviews, one of the things that is a question that always comes up for him is foreign policy. And that dude has always hated the Iranian regime. Always hated. In fact, there's a video of him, I think it's like 1980. And it was a couple of, it was like winter 1980. And it was only like a couple of months, a few months after the hostage crisis, and he was saying, go in there and blow him up. I mean, he's been saying this for a long time. This is not, you know, unusual. But in 2016, you know, I'd backed a gubernatorial candidate. In 2020, I had supported DeSantis. And I always voted Trump in the general, though. That's just what you do. And it's amazing to me how, you know, I know some of these individuals like Tucker Carlson and all of that now are who texted about how they always hated him, etc. They always wanted to be bouncers for MAGA while also undermining MAGA, like Steve Bannon and some of these other cats out there undermining MAGA. So I always watch to where these people settle and going into 2028. And it's very clear that they're trying to manufacture a way to continue to remain or to be more power adjacent in the future. And I've already seen some of the seeds because they think they're very clever and very opaque, but they're not clever and they're very transparent. They're already starting in on it. And they're going to be going at Rubio here. Wait until all this Iran stuff is passed. They're going to be going at Rubio. You're going to be gearing up for a primary battle that is going to be unlike anything that you saw previously. I'm warning you now. It's building up to that. We're going to explore that as we get closer to the whole season, for the lack of a better way to put it. We got a lot more coming up as we move to Today in Stupidity. Our partners over at Relief Factor, they want to help you. If you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, they have an answer for you. It's 100% drug-free. Relief Factor is made with research-backed ingredients, omega-3s, resveratrol. It's all about supporting relief from everyday exercise-related, age-related discomfort, however it is. And if you're dealing with pain and you just feel like nothing's helped it, whether it's like neck pain, back pain, knee pain, my husband has pain in his knees from sports, what Relief Factor does, it supports your body's natural inflammatory response that causes all of this. And it targets the inflammation that can keep you from exercising and enjoying the things that you love to do with greater freedom and mobility. So try it for yourself. Relief Factor has a 3-week quick start. You could see how that could be your game changer too. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Tell them Dana sent you.
With the Venmo debit card, a taco in one hand and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking your rewards. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to rideshares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Do more Stash. Get more cash. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They go perfectly with music, podcasts,
and welcome back to the show.
Even nature sounds. Oh, and the thing where someone crinkles tissue and whispers at you.
Hello.
Look, I'm not here to judge what you listen to. I'm here to judge you for not eating Reese's while you listen to it. Reese's. Actually, go back to the nature sounds. Nice. Yeah, that's really nice.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right. So, boy, a Florida man described as being, quote, stoned to the gills claims that he's God and was arrested minutes into his 18th birthday. The Florida man, Tyler Weisard, went into a 7-Eleven, stole some cigarettes, told deputies he was God, fled the area. The gas station employees had to call the sheriff's office to report the theft because he stole a couple of packs of cigarettes behind the counter. And when deputies arrived, they found him standing in front of the 7-Eleven. He told deputies, quote, I'm God, I'm leaving here in 2 seconds. Then he took off running. And they arrested him, took him to Polk County Jail. He also had a big old bag of meth stuffed in his right sock. He tried to hide it. And it was all on his birthday. That's kind of sad. That's a really sad story. That could be in competition for the world's shortest story. The guy was arrested on his birthday. I think the winner is baby shoes for sale, never used, something like that. That's the, nope, I don't want this. Oh, man, some of these are some of these are really bad. Some of these are really bad. Okay, so this guy, this is Florida woman Amber. She loves to send me stories. A man with light siren on SUV charged with impersonating a police officer. You got to have some beans to do this. This guy put flashing lights and a whole siren. He kitted out his car, his little SUV with all this stuff. This 18-year-old said he and his friend were driving on Buenaventura Boulevard just a couple days ago when an SUV was stopped in the roadway blocking traffic. So they drove around, kept driving, and then the guy chased them down. He flashed his lights. Well, they were smart. They asked for the badge, etc. He had a gun as well, and they reported him. This guy's taken into custody, thankfully, but golly, that could have gone sideways. Folks help bring you the program American Financing. If you've looked at your credit card statement lately, you're working a lot of hours a week and putting a lot of things on credit. A lot of people are, particularly because, you know, we're not all the way out of the damage that happened under the Biden economy. I mean, we're only, a year and a half into this new administration, so things are still, and we're still fighting over tariffs and all that other stuff. But the point is that banks turn around, they charge you 20% interest for what you purchase, and then you're stuck in this cycle of debt, just in perpetuity. So American Financing is doing something big banks hate. They're helping people get out from under high interest debt. They've got mortgage rates in the fives. They're helping homeowners use their hard-earned equity to pay off punishing credit cards. The average savings are about $800 a month, and it takes about 10 minutes to talk to a salary-based mortgage consultant. There are no upfront fees. There is no obligation. You're just having a simple conversation to see how much you could save. And if you start today, you could even delay two mortgage payments. That means immediate cash in your pocket when you need it most. American Financing is America's home for home loans. Give them a call at 866-885-1332. That's 866-885-1332, or visit AmericanFinancing.net/Dana. Check out how much you could save at AmericanFinancing.net/Dana.
NMLS 182334. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the 5 start at 6.196% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 866-885-1332 for details about credit costs and terms, or visit AmericanFinancing.net/Dana.
With the Venmo debit card, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking your rewards. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to ride shares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Do more Stash. Get more cash. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
Here's a quick podcast for all you true crime fans. The Case of the Missing Reese's. It was me at the store with my mouth. Motive? They're Reese's. What was I going to do? Stop myself? Tune in next time to see if I do it again. Spoiler, I will. Wow, that had everything. Reese's, suspense, Reese's.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Okay, for me to play a 30 second video, yes, please record me. Listen, hey, is this not a free speech America? Or like, are we being assholes to literally everybody? I know.
This woman.
I know.
is being kicked. She's on an American Airlines flight from Miami to Tampa, and she was loudly playing her cell phone video. And apparently somebody notified, well, she got in trouble for it. I don't know if somebody else notified, you know, the airline crew about it, but she went on this tirade and she was swearing at cabin crew. Cops had to come. And apparently she was given two warnings for it. She was playing her cell phone video as loudly as possible, no earbuds. And she was very, she, apparently she was belligerent even before they left the gate. And she just went on and on. Wouldn't, you know, and then someone, she's like, is this not free speech? It's not free speech, you absolute chunky moron. Shut up. And yes, I am going to say, when you, I, everything's on the table when you decide to act that entitled. So stop. This woman, belligerent, ignorant, and apparently smelled like liquor. And yeah, that's, oof. That's, I had somebody that did that once. And what I do is I lean over and I'll watch your video too. I'll make you put your damn earbuds in without saying a word. Because if you're playing it for everybody, then we're all watching your phone. We're all going to, and I want to see your text too. I will get right up in your business. I don't know. People lose all manner when they get on a, when they get on a plane. Do they not?
Yeah.
They lose all manner. I have seen some of the craziest things on planes before. I told you how one time one guy took his shoes off. And you know how you have your armrest and the elbow, the back of it is open to the back row? And he literally put his naked foot up on my armrest, touched my elbow with it. And it was cold and clammy. And I turned around and I leaned over the seat and I told him I was going to punch his feet off his ankles if he did it again. And he looked horrified. And of course, I had a wet wipe and I wiped my elbow off because nasty.
We are officially in a market riptide with Iran. If you have a good portfolio with good companies, just get out of the way. Don't guess what's going to happen tomorrow. Do not fight the riptide.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your...
With the Venmo debit card, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking your rewards. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to rideshares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Do more Stash, get more cash. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They go perfectly with music, podcasts, and welcome back to the show. Even nature sounds. Oh, and the thing where someone crinkles tissue and whispers at you.
Hello.
Look, I'm not here to judge what you listen to. I'm here to judge you for not eating Reese's while you listen to it. Reese's. Actually, go back to the nature sounds. Nice. Yeah, that's really nice.
Podcast.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so... Oh, man, I don't want to read this one. This is the worst. We'll have that any updates from that press conference. It's ongoing right now. They're answering questions about particularly as it relates to oil and Strait of Hormuz, etc. In Hawaii, a suspect jumped from a balcony to evade police. How? Of course, he didn't make it. Of course, he killed himself. In Springfield, a woman was jailed on a burglary charge after she entered a home, ate Fruity Pebbles, and then decided to pet the dog. Why isn't the dog barking and alerting to everybody? That's what the homeowner was outside doing yard work, and this lady came in and helped herself to some Fruity Pebbles and Tiara Smith and was petting the dog. She made a mess across the floor and the stove. The victim told police that he smelled something burning, went downstairs and found this woman in the house. She was detained and taken to prison. What's that?
That's a good guy.
Yeah, that's like...
I couldn't imagine discovering that.
That's kind of crazy. A human head discovered in Queens belongs to a torso. Oh, that was found 6 months earlier in a bag. Okay. It was in a bird sanctuary, which is even weirder, right? It wasn't like it was on the bird sanctuary, Jamaica Bay Wildlife Refuge. Remember we had Jamaica Bay. We were talking about that a little, animal sacrifices and all that. Dismembered torso was found in September 25. Now the head has been discovered. It belongs to a Guyanese woman, and apparently that was also her torso. The sanitation department workers made the grisly discovery while they were picking up trash. They noticed a bad odor, and then they saw what they saw. And so the city medical examiner's office is investigating, not only to confirm cause of death as well. They're trying to figure out, because she was obviously, it wasn't just because she was cut up. It was something that led to that, and then she was cut up. I don't know. Gosh, what a crazy story. Good night. I don't want to read stuff like that. I feel like Casey Kasem. I can't go from a dead dog story into an up-tempo song. Doesn't work that way.
Eczema's unrelenting itch and rash. If you know the feeling, you should know the facts. The eczema medication you're taking may not be right for you. Visit MyRawTruth.com and talk to your dermatologist about your symptoms and treatment options.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim, because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.